Hello and welcome to Business Today's Daily Tech Wrap, where we take you through the hottest headlines from the tech world. Apple is expected to introduce at least one iPhone with a triple camera setup in 2019. These three sensors will come with 3D vision, which will be used in augmented reality projects. According to analyst Jialin Liu, two of these three sensors will take an image from two different angles, which will help with enhanced 3D imaging via stereo vision. The third lens is likely to have a longer focal length, which will help with enhanced zoom function. Apple's WWDC Developers Conference is set to take off next week. The Cupertino tech giant is expected to take the wraps off its new software and hardware products in this Developers Conference. Coming first to iOS 12, the company has promised better stability and performance with its new operating system for iPhones. Apple is also likely to allow third-party developers to access the NFC chip on iPhones with iOS 12 that will help them work better with Internet of Things. Apple is also likely to introduce the new MacBook Air with Retina display, along with updates for MacBook Pro, iMac Pro, and iPad Pro. Apple will also introduce updates for macOS, tvOS, and watchOS during the WWDC Developers Conference. HMD Global released the new iterations of Nokia 5, Nokia 3, and Nokia 2 at a launch event in Moscow. While the Nokia 5.1 and Nokia 3.1 are mid-range smartphones, the Nokia 2.1 is a budget offering. Coming first, Nokia 5.1 is powered by a MediaTek Helio P18 processor, which is coupled with either 3GB of RAM and 32GB of internal storage, or 2GB of RAM and 16GB of internal storage. The Nokia 5.1 holds to the modern aspect ratio of 18:9 and comes with a Full HD Plus screen. In the optics department, the Nokia 5.1 boasts a 16-megapixel camera at the back and an 8-megapixel camera at the front. The Nokia 3.1 is powered by a MediaTek MT6750 SoC and has the similar memory configurations as Nokia 5.1. In the display department, the Nokia 3.1 has a 5.2-inch HD Plus screen. Talking about cameras, the Nokia 3.1 boasts a 13-megapixel camera at the back and an 8-megapixel camera at the front. The Nokia 5.1 and the Nokia 3.1 run Android Oreo out of the box and belong to the Android One program. On the other hand, the Nokia 2.1 runs the Android Oreo Go edition. It comes with a HD screen and 1GB of RAM, powered by Snapdragon 425 processor. The Nokia 5.1 has been launched with a starting price of $219, which translates to 15,000 rupees. On the other hand, the Nokia 3.1 has been launched with a starting price of $139, which translates to 9,400 rupees. The budget offering Nokia 2.1 has been launched with a starting price of $115, which translates roughly to 7,800 rupees. And that's all from us today. If you like what we do here, please like, comment, and share. And if you're watching this video on YouTube, do not forget to subscribe and press that bell icon.